Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. I'm actually visiting from New York, but also happy Baltimore Pride. I'm here visiting my sister, who is getting married soon to a man. We love him. And she brought me here, so that's great. I want to tell a story about my first queer heartbreak. Classic, sad. This was peak pandemic. I am living alone in my parents' apartment in the middle of Greenwich Village. It's an artist complex, so there are multiple entrances, elevators. There are many people coming in at all hours of the day. There's a dance studio. I promise this is relevant for my heartbreak story. And I'm living there alone, absolutely devastated. I'll spare you the gory details, but, you know, can't eat, can't sleep, can't stop crying, writing poetry. I thought they were kind of good. My friends were like, you just seem really sad. I'm just like, I can't take this pain anymore. I need to get away. I need to escape the pain. And I get an email one day from Rescue Dog City, Brooklyn. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is it. I'm gonna foster a dog, and the dog will save me, and I will save the dog, and we'll kind of save each other, and then I'll not be heartbroken anymore. I don't know, does anybody ever owned a dog or has a dog? Yeah, you know how much work it is? I had never owned a dog in my life, never taken care of a dog. So somehow I got it in my head that this was gonna be it. And so I apply, I do the process, and one day I get an email, and they're like, we found a dog for you. Her name's Athena. She's a shepherd mix. She's a beautiful black long-haired dog, and she's ready this week to pick up in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn, which is very far from where I was, and we need you to come pick her up at 12:30 on a Wednesday. And I was like, great, I'll be there. I had just started a new job that week at the ACLU with really impressive lawyers. And I had a meeting with my supervisor at that very time. And that week, the week that I started, I emailed my supervisor and said, I'm sorry, I can't make the meeting. I need to go pick up a foster dog. Just context of the place I was in. I go out. She was like, okay. I go out to Bensonhurst. I pick up this dog. She was 60 pounds. I think I knew that, but also, again, like, I was like, 60 pounds. No, that's okay. Huge dog. I get her. I put her in an Uber. She pees in the Uber. I take her outside. We finally get there. I had to Venmo the Uber driver a lot of money. I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm really heartbroken. I don't know. They had also given me this huge crate and a lot of dog food and like all of this stuff for the dog, because you have to do that to take care of it. And I was like, holding the crate and holding the dog, and she's like going all over the place. She'd just come up from a kennel in the South, like never been in New York City in her life. And I take her to like the side of my parents' building that is the closest to the elevator, no stairs, just like easy up. I'm like, okay, I get her upstairs, I get her inside, that elevator's broken. I'm like, great, okay, I'm just gonna go around to the other elevator. There's another one around the corner. I like take the crate, it's kind of like cutting into my arm a little bit. It's okay, because we're like almost to the elevator. I get to that elevator, also broken. I'm like, okay, we'll just like get her through the courtyard, past like the community center where people are doing like calisthenics and like the art gallery, and people are coming out. And I'm like, it's okay, don't mind me. And I go to the main lobby where there are three elevators, and they're all broken. This dog is freaking out. I've been freaking out this entire month. And all these old ladies were like, just so you know, we were here first. And I was like, okay, I will wait here. I just want to get this poor dog upstairs. I want her to get into this new home. I tried to get her up the stairs. She won't come up the stairs. Maybe I've never been on stairs before. I'm learning a lot about how to take care of a dog in this very moment. We have to wait like 20 minutes. Finally, I get her up to the apartment. She does poop and pee everywhere. That's okay. I guess that happens. Finally, at the end of the day, have her sleep in the crate. She's barking nonstop. I go to bed. I'm like, I can't do this. I'm not the right person for this dog. So the next day, I have a friend come over, help me relocate her to somebody who seemed incredibly equipped. So I felt very embarrassed that I thought that I could do that. I did not heal the dog. The dog did not heal me. I ended up, shocker, spoiler, I did heal myself, and I'm no longer heartbroken. So thank you for listening.